This is WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. We're your community radio station, and we're keeping you connected. Right now, we're connecting you with what's happening in Capitol Hill, on Capitol Hill, the big topic of discussion of the week being the next stimulus package, and how is that going to connect to our area. We spoke with Congressman Antonio Delgado earlier this afternoon, and we bring you that interview right now. Congressman Antonio Delgado, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
The big news on the Hill, the news that we're all looking at across the country, is a question of the next round of stimulus. What can you tell us about that next round of stimulus, especially as the extra $600 a week for some folks' unemployment will be ending soon?
Yes, that is the issue that should be on everybody's mind. It is critically important that we get a stimulus bill done that's going to be about supporting those who need the assistance. Folks who, as you point out, have been relying on unemployment benefits. We just saw that we have another uptick in unemployment across the country. We know that the direct payments that were provided some months ago have more or less run out for most families across the country. We also know that our state and local governments are in desperate need of federal relief to make up the shortfall brought about by the coronavirus pandemic. And so to me, these are the areas of concern: direct payments, unemployment, state and local funding, making sure we get funding for testing as well, because we're seeing that this virus continues to persist. We have to get ourselves wrapped around it. So this is important. I know that there are ongoing negotiations between the House, the Senate, and the administration. I've planted my flag, and I made it clear that I want to make sure we get state and local funding. We make sure we get direct payments. We extend unemployment. It is imperative because people are hurting right now and are in desperate need of relief.
What's your level of confidence that this will get resolved before you guys head into summer recess?
Well, I think we have no choice but to get it resolved. You know, the notion that we're going to leave Washington and in the process leave the American people hanging out to dry is unacceptable. We're going to go home and do what? What are we going to do? People are hurting right now. So to me, we have got to get this done. Now, the timeline is as follows. The House, we're set to go on recess by the end of July. That's what the current calendar says. However, the Senate's calendar goes before recess up until August 7th. So at the very latest, one would suspect that we would have a deal by August 7th. I think that's still a bit too late, given that unemployment is going to be running out a week prior. That being said, though, to me, we have got to get something done by August 7th. And when you say the likelihood of success, is it going to work out? We don't have a choice, in my estimation. It's not an either or. It has to happen. And the notion we're going to walk home or go home for a whole month, you know, and while people are hurting and struggling, while the coronavirus continues to surge in parts of the country, while unemployment numbers continue to rise, and while local governments continue to have their budgets hemorrhaging, to me, it's inexcusable.
Well, as Ira Glass says in our little world of public radio over here, you know when a deadline's real and when it's not. So let's hope that being up against the wall will get something to happen. But you say people are hurting. What are you hearing from constituents, from individuals, from businesses, even from municipalities about the need for stimulus?
Well, I'm hearing from business owners who are struggling, to make ends meet and maintain their operation. I'm hearing from town supervisors. I was just on the phone earlier today with a deputy supervisor and a town supervisor talking about that they might have to cut 30% of their budget just to get through and sustain themselves through these difficult times. I'm talking to our farmers who are continuing to struggle in need of direct assistance and relief from the government. So everybody I'm talking to, folks who are unemployed, who are scared and frightened about what's going to come around the corner once the end of July hits. So at every turn, whether it's small business owners, whether it's folks who are on unemployment, whether it's our farmers, you know, people are hurting, whether it's our local government actors, people are really, really struggling with these dynamics. And so it's important that we come together right now. And we got to put the partisanship aside. We got to put the petty politics aside. These are not times that are about or that deserve politics as usual. And usually, which I don't accept, but usually, you know, we tend to be a bit too partisan and divisive. But there's nothing usual about this time. That's very, very different. And we've got to act accordingly.
In terms of other legislation this session, you voted to pass the Great American Outdoors Act, providing funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, establishing national parks, public land, and legacy restoration fund. What does that mean for the Catskills and Upper Delaware region?
You know, it's a big deal. I mean, the bill passed broad bipartisan support. As you noted, it permanently funds the Land and Water Conservation Funds, which means more money for our national parks and protected lands. And here in New York 19, our economy and landscape is made up of these beautiful lands, the Delaware River, the watershed, the Catskill Mountains, the Hudson River. And this bill makes sure funding for these lands is no longer used as a political football. And it will create as many as 100,000 new jobs to support tourism and maintenance of our environment. So very, very important bill, and was happy to support it.
Before we get going, I just wanted to acknowledge that other big news of the past week is that you actually lost your senior-most member of the Congressional Black Caucus this week with the passing of Representative John Lewis from Atlanta. I was wondering if in your time in Congress you actually had any interaction with him, or if you had any thoughts about his passing that you wanted to share with listeners.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Congressman Lewis was an American hero. A giant of the civil rights movement, somebody who I admired mightily, a true mentor, and somebody who I looked up to immensely. And it was one of the highest honors of my life when I got to serve with him here in Congress. And I spent some good private time with him, in fact. And one of my most memorable moments was when we were in Selma together, for the pilgrimage, the delegation, bipartisan pilgrimage, to walk through that time period and recall the efforts he made around civil rights, particularly the crossing of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and which ultimately led to Bloody Sunday and the passage of the Voting Rights Act. He put his life on the line. He really lost his life to ensure that America lives up to her promise and her creed that we are all created equal. And so I feel very humbled that I had the opportunity to serve with him. And one of the things he said last time we connected was how moved he was by the energy right now out in the public around justice and around making our society more equitable, and how it was multiracial and multicultural and cross-generational, and how he was so inspired by that. And so that was so encouraging for me to hear, given all that he has seen. And he kept telling me, keep the faith, don't despair. And so I would just tell folks out there, I know we got a lot of unrest. It's sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming. But don't despair. Keep the faith and stay united.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing those thoughts with us. It's a good note to go out on. Congressman Antonio Delgado, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Congressman Antonio Delgado represents New York's 19th district in the Congress, and we spoke to him earlier this afternoon. He's held 10 different telephone town halls since we've gone into pandemic shutdown mode, holding those town halls over the phone with constituents. He's done one on Facebook. He's about to do his second Facebook live town hall event coming up in just 2 days on Saturday, 12:30. So Representative Delgado's second Facebook Live Town Hall Saturday, July 25th, this Saturday at 12:30 p.m. And that'll be on his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/RepAntonioDelgado. This is WJFF Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, keeping you connected.
I'm Scott Van Gorder with Van Gorder's Furniture. Van Gorder's Furniture and Radio Catskill are natural partners. We love the programming. It's worldwide, but it's also local. Without being political or anything, I think that you can go to WJFF for the truth in the news. that matters to us, as you won't last too long in business if you're not honest, straightforward, and part of the community. 30 years for you guys. I think that's wonderful. It brings value to our life around here. I'm Scott Van Gorder with Van Gorder's Furniture, and we are proud to support WJFF.
Radio Catskill is committed to community first. Please support us now with a financial contribution at wjffradio.org. Thank you.